The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 35, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on September 18th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yajñātvanā punarmoham evaṁ yasyasi pāṇḍava yena bhūtānya śeṣāni drakṣyasyātman yato mayi. Yajñātvanā punarmoham evaṁ yasyasi pāṇḍava yena bhūtānya śeṣāni drakṣyasyātman yato mayi. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again in such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. Purport. The result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul, or one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called maya, ma, not, ya, this. Some think that we have nothing to do with Krishna, or that Krishna is only a great historical personality, or that the Absolute is the impersonal Brahman. Factually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this impersonal Brahman is the personal effulgence of Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of everything. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Even the millions of incarnations are only His different expansions. Similarly, the living entities are also expansions of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers have wrongly think that Krishna loses His own separate existence in His many expansions. This thought is material in nature. We have experience in this material world that a thing, when fragmentally distributed, loses its own original identity, but the Mayavadi philosophers fail to understand that Absolute means that 1 plus 1 is equal to 1, and that 1 minus 1 is also equal to 1. This is the case in the Absolute world. For want of sufficient knowledge in the Absolute science, we are now covered with illusion, and therefore we think that we are separate from Krishna. Although we are separated parts of Krishna, we are nevertheless not different from Him. And the bodily difference of the living entities is maya, or not actual fact. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna. By maya alone, Arjuna thought that the temporary bodily relationship with his kinsman was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted toward this end, that a living entity, living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, cannot be separated from Krishna, and his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called Maya. The living entities, as separate parts and parcels of the Supreme, have a purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies as men, animals, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service through Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. One can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master, and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities, and giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Thus, under different standards of material identity, they become forgetful of Krishna. When, however, such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in Bhagavatam 2.10.6, Muktir hit vanyata rupam svarupena vyavastitihi. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, Krishna consciousness.
Vandeha Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha
Real knowledge from a self-realized soul. In other words, unless you go to a self-realized soul, you're not going to get real knowledge. There are many cheaters and bluffers out there who will give you bogus, so-called knowledge. But it takes a self-realized soul to give you real knowledge.
No,
And by having the real knowledge, you are protected. You will never fall again into illusion. Of course, there's a condition on that. You have to remember the knowledge that he's given you. If you let it go in one ear and out the other, that doesn't mean you're protected from falling down into illusion. You have to take that knowledge into the ears, into the heart, deep into the heart, and retain that knowledge. Then you're protected. And as a result of taking this knowledge deep within your consciousness, you will see that all living beings are part and parcel of Krishna. That there is not a single living entity who exists separate from Krishna. And in this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, you will dovetail all of your thoughts, all of your words, all of your deeds in Krishna's service. So, obtaining this knowledge from a self-realized soul, that's a very, very important thing. That will save you from an eternal existence of suffering. In this material world, we are rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Sometimes to the higher planets, Brahmaloka, Indraloka, sometimes down to the hellish lower planets, Patalaloka, up and down. For millions and millions of lifetimes, we are rotating in this karma chakra. And it's not very pleasant, actually. Sometimes we imagine ourselves to be happy, but that is imaginary happiness only. It is not the real happiness. It is called Maya Sukaya, illusory happiness. Illusory happiness. Maya Sukaya. And sometimes we know we're suffering. So, if we can take advantage of the knowledge of a self-realized soul, then we can get out of this quagmire once and for all. Prabhupada gives a very nice answer here to defeat the Mayavadi philosophers. They say that God has expanded Himself as everything. Therefore, He has lost His... He has no form. Just like if you take one piece of paper and you expand that, paper everywhere. You take one little piece here, you put it there, one piece there, and this way, little pieces all over the room, you see. Then the original form of that piece of paper is gone, it is finished. So the Mayavadis, they say, because God is distributed everywhere, therefore he must be formless.
Везде,
But God is not like a piece of paper. Or if He is like a piece of paper, it's a mystical piece of paper. Then no matter how many pieces you tear off of it, the form remains the same. Just imagine a bank account. Every day you could withdraw 10,000 krones from that bank account. But the bank account would always remain the same. Is that your currency, krones? Huh? Krones? Yeah. Every day you can take 10,000 krones from the bank, but your balance remains the same, you see. In 3 years, you would be a millionaire. You'd have 1 million krones, you see. Every day, 1,000 krones. So that is Krishna. No matter how much is expanded from Krishna, in terms of the causing manifestation, the living entities, the planets, the demigods, so many things. Krishna is never diminished. Even in the ordinary life, a mother and father, they can have so many children. But they don't lose any, their bodies still are there. They still have their arms, their legs. It's not that by expanding children from themselves, they lose their own forms. So God is like them, you see. So this is a very nice argument here that Prabhupada uses. In the spiritual world, 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. No matter how much you extract from Krishna, this form, that form, so many forms, Krishna always remains unchanged, inexhaustible, avyayam. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Mataji heard on the lecture that Krishna, he haven't seen himself. He can see himself like the whole. And
He cannot.
No,
Krishna can see everything. There's nothing Krishna cannot see. He is, Krishna is called Sarva Gya. He sees and knows everything. I think you have misunderstood. There is nothing that Krishna cannot see.
That there are demigods who has functions and like maybe Shiva and others Brahma, but Krishna is not involved in their deeds.
Yeah, Krishna, that's true. Krishna, even though he can see everything, it's not that he wastes his time seeing so many things.
Mm.
He empowers the demigods to manage the material world. And over the demigods, he has his Vishnu expansions. Shirodakashai Vishnu, Garbhodakashai Vishnu, Mahavishnu, they are overseeing the material world. Krishna can see everything, but he'd rather not. I mean, who would like to look at Estonian when you can look at Radharani? Who would like to look at Estonian when you can be looking at Radharani? You know what I mean? Krishna is having his pastimes with Radharani. He's seeing how beautiful is Radharani. He'd like to be focusing his attention on Talan. But actually, if we have very nice kirtan here, he will focus his attention on Talan. Because Radharani will make him to say, "Oh Krishna, look, they're having a wonderful kirtan in Talam." Next question. Yeah.
This question to fulfill it a little bit, to claim by or clarify that Krishna, he is all pervading. И как вопрос? Повторите вопрос. Как он все проникает?
Он все знает, что происходит, он просто делает вид. Он же как Параматма присутствует.
Делает вид, что не знает.
Бога. А говорит, что не знает, не видит. Сейчас только какой вопрос.
Can you clarify this, that Krishna, he actually like Paramatma, Super Soul, he is all-pervading. And can you tell a little bit more about that, how he like, sometimes he like.
He knows everything,
but same time he is like out of this.
Yes. Prabhupada explains, this is rather high philosophy, but I give the quote from Prabhupada. He explains how Krishna is simultaneously all-pervading and only in his form. He's both simultaneously. Prabhupada says, there is nothing that exists except for Lord Sri Krishna. And at the same time, there is nothing. And Krishna is nothing else than his original transcendental form. In other words, everything is Krishna. Yeah, everything is Krishna, but nothing is Krishna except for his original transcendental personality. So, this is the philosophy of Achintya-bheda-tattva. Achintya-bheda-bheda-tattva. Are you able to translate that?
Когда Кришна одновременно всепроникающий, нет ничего не существует не его, потому что он все. С другой стороны, ничего не является им, потому что она именно своя индивидуальная личность Бога.
So I'll explain it in another way. It's not easy to understand, but Krishna, everything that you see that in existence, the whole, the total, all the universes, everything that exists is nothing but Krishna's expanded energy. Just like imagine the sun spreads its sunshine all over the universe. So everything that exists is the shine of Krishna, the energy, the emanated energy of Krishna. It's all coming out of his body. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. So, everything that exists is Krishna. But there's two types of Krishna. There's the original Krishna who expands from everything from himself, and then there's the expanded Krishna, which is his energy. So Krishna is everywhere. He's in this wall. He's in the floor. He's within every atom. Krishna is there. He's between the atoms also. He is omnipresent, means he's present absolutely everywhere. There is nothing exists. Nothing exists except for Krishna and his expanded energy. And that expanded energy is non-different from him. It is simply Krishna in an expanded form. Now, here's the difference in Mayavadi philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. The Mayavadis say everything is God, because we also agree. We agree with them. But the difference is this. They say everything is one and the same with God. We say everything is one and different. In other words, there is the expander God, the original form of Krishna. And there is the expanded God, the energy of Krishna. So Krishna is everywhere in one sense. Because he and his energy are non-different. But at the same time, he is different from that energy. There are many verses which describe this concept in the Bhagavad Gita. There are many, many different verses where Krishna talks about his nature like that. So I don't know, maybe I confused you more. But this is very important that you all should understand this. This is the subtleties of Vaishnava philosophy.
Основа вайшнавского знания.
Every devotee should become bhakti shastri qualified to understand these subtleties between Vaishnava and Mayavad. One in different and one in the same, you see. Mayavadi, they say everything is one and the same. Vaishnava says everything is one and different. Does that help to answer your question?
She's thankful to you, and she has one more question.
Okay.
Especially Matijis, we are having fear. To lose our children in danger. Where this fear comes from? Why is that?
Fear means you think that something is yours. As soon as you think, this belongs to me, this is my property. Then you must be fearful. So women do have a nature of, women's nature is to be more possessive. That's a fact. So, you have to understand, nirmama, nothing is mine. You should have one property and one property only, and that is Krishna bhakti. And then you'll become fearless. As soon as you try to claim, this is my property, then you have to defend that property against the material, you have to defend yourself against the material nature. That means you must become fearful. So just remind yourself, nothing is mine. Everything is the property of Krishna. And I should have one property only, and that is Krishna. If you claim only one property, Krishna is your property, you see, then you'll never be in fear. Because if you give yourself to Krishna, nobody can ever take Krishna away from you. Any questions from anybody else?
Shastras, they say that our main problem is our false ego. But at the same time, we are personalities and everyone is going his own path.
Я говорю, что я падшая душа. Это мое ложное эго говорит?
And when I realize that I am the fallen soul, and actually in Prabhupada, he says that I, my, mine, it's the words of the false ego. Can you explain, is that right to think like about myself, like I? Ну, как о себе, как о я думать. To think about my personality, like
I. No, to think that you exist as an individual, that is not wrong. To think, I am spirit soul, the eternal servant of Krishna, that is very good. That is called real ego. False ego is I am woman, I am man, I am the Lord of all I survey. That is false ego. The Mayavadis say you must annihilate all conception of identity, but that's not true. You cannot annihilate identity. Because you have an eternal identity. Even if you commit suicide, you cannot annihilate your identity. You'll become ghost. So your identity, that is unchangeable. You have to understand what is your actual identity. That I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And then you're properly situated. That is the real ego. As it is stated in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivara Svarupo Hai Krishnara Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the living being is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So do not ever think it is wrong to consider that I am an individual. That is perfectly proper to think that I am an individual. But you have to offer that individuality in Krishna's service, and then it becomes perfect. So we can stop here, and we invite everyone for tomorrow morning's class at 7:45 a.m. Thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.